Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was his thought on the Browns quarterback situation. Keep three. Get one of the rookies on the practice squad, which I think might be a challenge. And I'm sure he does too, because he said if you can get him through. And then he said, and put the other on injured, and that would be Deshaun. So maybe you keep them all, Andy.
The practice squad one is interesting to me. I don't know if, I mean, if a third or a fifth round quarterback makes it through the practice squad, couldn't you just pick them up and put them on your practice squad? Or do you have to put them on the active roster if you steal them off a practice squad, at least for a week, don't you? I think they have to be on an active roster. Am I wrong?
I think so.
I think if you pluck someone off someone's practice squad, they have to go to the active roster.
Don't put that one in stone out of
you.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to put them on your practice squad, if I'm not mistaken, you have to expose them again.
Yeah. You know? And then there's another odd thing where you put guys on the practice squad during the week and then call them up on the week. Remember they did that to Joe Flacco every week.
There are spots on the practice squad where you can't be touched. You know, where you have designated guys and you can keep those guys. And then with a veteran, if I'm not mistaken, and I will say I'm not an expert on practice squad rules, mm-hmm. but with a veteran, I believe there's an option where the veteran has the option to not be claimed.
Oh.
So Flacco could agree to go to the practice squad and just stay there and not accept being claimed by somebody else.
That's how that works. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That situation.
Is Flacco going to be, well then?
Well, I think what Andrew said, especially early on in the season, Andy,
mm-hmm.
especially early on is what I would assume happens, which is you keep the two vets because you've got a terrible schedule to start.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you have one of the rookies as your third quarterback.
Okay.
And then you try to get the other rookie onto the practice squad. See that?
Into a spot where they can't be taken away? That's what you're, but they're not veterans.
Well, but, and no one has told me any way you can possibly get a guy in the last cutdown, you know, out of training camp to the practice squad without exposing him to waivers. That apparently is not possible. So if you're going to try and put anybody on the practice squad, he's going to be exposed to waivers, which means you could lose one of these guys.
I think another team would take Shador if they needed a third quarterback in a minute just to sell jerseys. Why wouldn't you? The return on investment there is not bad, even if you don't think he can play quarterback. I think he can play quarterback. So
I must be nuts because I wouldn't think a team would take up a roster spot just to sell some more shirts.
Cincinnati? You ever been to Cincinnati? Counting pennies down there. I'm just saying. And by the way, when you want to give him the opportunity there, maybe you're short a quarterback and he could be in an opportunity.
A team might actually claim him because they want him.
Yeah.
Or Dylan Gabriel or Flacco or somebody else. But I don't know that they would do that all the way around.
I just think it's risky with either one of these quarterbacks to expose them to practice squad. Am I wrong? If you think I'm wrong, just tell me why I'm wrong. Or am I being paranoid?
I think all four make this roster.
That's what I think too, Andy.
You think all four are making the roster. I think you guys are crazy.
I think there's a chance of that. I really do, because I don't think they want to lose any. Until they decide they want to lose one, they don't want to lose one. Do you know what I mean?
I still think there is going to be a team in training camp that is going to call the Browns and ask about the availability of either Pickett or Flacco. There will be a team that does that, especially one that loses one to a stupid injury during a preseason game that they probably shouldn't have been on the field for anyway.
That might could possibly be. I just wonder, you know, would you expose Flacco? You know, because you don't think he's going to get claimed. And I wonder, and I don't know the answer, would he have recourse? I don't know that he would, because he would have to be exposed to waivers to go on the practice squad. I don't think he could.
You want a silly question?
I'm not sure. I don't think he could say on the waiver claim.
Of the four quarterbacks, are any of them untouchable?
No.
No.
Not in the slightest.
No, not at all. If somebody called and wanted to give you something, then I would think that you have a great opportunity to trade somebody. But, Andy, I don't think that's going to happen. If you wanted to trade for a quarterback, Kirk Cousins is your guy, as long as you're willing to invest.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dylan Gabriel to me is probably the most is the one untouchable guy that they want to see. I otherwise it's like, why would you, unless somebody came in with an amazing offer,
right? Which I wouldn't expect. I wouldn't get expect that either.
So I to me, I think it's more Gabriel is the guy that might be untouchable. Maybe it should be Sanders. I don't know.
I know we have two rookies here. To me, the most intriguing guy out of this bunch is Kenny Pickett, based on just a number of factors. Actual winning record with the Pittsburgh Steelers as a starting quarterback in an offense that got the offensive coordinator fired very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Winning a Super Bowl ring in Philly, maybe going to grad school for a year, maybe that helps. Former first-round pick in the eyes of at least one team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. And a guy who clearly sounds all business with a kind of a chip on his shoulder here. He also, and remember this, played with the Steelers with Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
And Deontay comes in here after a terrible year last year where he was with three different teams, four different times. And he was on a podcast called Sports and Suits. And he was asked about the Browns quarterback situation. And here's what the guy who we hope is going to become a key wide receiver for the Browns had to say about his former teammate and the Browns quarterback situation.
I'm just going to roll with Kenny for right now. Seeing Kenny going like right now with the ones, and then Joe will come in. I think they're probably going to roll with him just like to see, like, just coming off the season he was with Philly and having a Super Bowl. So I think they're going to stick with him through preseason. And then, you know, they can live with what Joe brings to the table.
Hmm.
Roll with Kenny Pickett. Is that a former teammate supporting his guy, or is he?
Well, no.
Is he dishing out information that he shouldn't be dishing out?
I thought he gave you insight to what training camps looked like.
That's what I thought too.
That you actually got.
They're going to roll with Kenny.
At least that's the way he feels coming out of minicamp. That doesn't necessarily mean everything changes when you put pads on. Let's be honest. I don't care if it's high school or college or pros. Like you can watch these 7-on-7 games, and God knows there are hundreds of them across the state even today. At the high school level, and you'd say, oh, this guy's the greatest thing ever, blah, 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 blah. But he's in shorts and a t-shirt and a helmet. It's the same at the pro level. He's in shorts and a t-shirt and a helmet. And if you've got to count to 5 or 6 or 7 before you can throw the ball because you really don't have anybody rushing you, what's the difference? You know, you need, we're talking about real time here.
Yeah.
So, this is just his experience. And by the way, if you were Deontay Johnson, wouldn't you want, he's kind of your guy, isn't he? But yeah, all right.
Well, you have a history
I'm okay
with
that.
You have a history with him. You were pretty good with him.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Like, if I'm Deontay, it's no offense to Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders. Like, I know how to play with Kenny. Kenny knows. Kenny trusts me. I trust Kenny. And, I feel like this is a guy that's going to get me the ball during the game, and he'll find me when I'm open. So I think, I, you know, if I have a chance, I'm going to say something good about Kenny somewhere along the line.
I think Pickett is the most intriguing one of these quarterbacks. The most mysterious, maybe. You know, you hope Dylan Gabriel can build on what he did in college as a third-round pick and become one of those rare third-round picks that becomes a good NFL quarterback. And you hope that Shedeur Sanders can build on what he did in college, which wasn't quite as extensive as Dylan Gabriel, and become the even more rare fifth-round pick who becomes something significant at the NFL level. But Pickett's weird, man. That's... And the fact that he was their first acquisition out of the blue, really, mm-hmm. you know, and they traded for him. Former first-round pick with the Steelers, actually had a winning record as a starter. And then the Steelers go and bring in two guys to replace him. That's a terrible sign, you know. I mean, that's no vote of confidence. That meant they were done with him. And they easily, quickly traded him to Philadelphia. But Philadelphia was ready to have Kenny Pickett as their backup on a team that they thought could go to the Super Bowl. So true. Philadelphia clearly liked the guy. That's the one thing I think that everybody needs to remember about this with Philadelphia. Everybody kind of blows off that year, you know. Well, he was a backup in Philly and they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, Philly had him as a backup on a team that they thought could win a Super Bowl. With a quarterback who runs a lot and is prone to maybe, not prone to getting hurt, but because he's a running quarterback and is great running the football, and Jalen Hurts, there's a chance that Pickett might have played. And they trusted him to be the backup on a team they thought could win.
Just went sideways.
I think that's kind of interesting. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.